Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here, and today is February 9th, Tuesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, that's First National Bank of Wauchula, at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatal shooting that occurred on February 7th at around 1 a.m. in unincorporated Frostproof. According to the preliminary investigation, the decedent, Joy Plummer, burglarized a home in his neighborhood where a husband, wife, and their three children were sleeping. The wife heard banging on the front door and woke her husband. When he went to the front door of his home to see where the noise was coming from, he discovered the front door was forced open. Believing someone had just burglarized his home, he armed himself with a handgun. The husband said that he found Plummer outside in front of the home yelling obscenities at him. The husband told the suspect numerous times to leave and just go home. The husband described Plummer as out of control. That's when Plummer began to run, charging at the husband, who, in fear of his life, fired one round from his firearm at Plummer, hitting him. Plummer then turned and headed away from the residence after walking a few feet. Plummer turned around and charged at the husband again, and the husband shot Plummer a second time. When deputies had arrived, they began life-saving measures. Plummer was transported to Sebring Hospital, where he passed away. This investigation is currently ongoing. Your local events, the Hardy County Fair, will be here this Saturday, February 13th until the 20th. You can visit their midway and enjoy carnival rides, fair food, and prize games, as well as visit their exposition hall and enjoy food from Cowbell's Kitchen, plus visit our vendors. They also have lots of pageants and shows, and we'll bring you each day's events starting this Friday right here on Hardy Midday. And next Monday, February 15th, will be open mic night at Main Street Wauchula. Come on out from 6 to 8 p.m. to hear some live musical performances. Your jobs here in Hardy County, Central Florida Pediatrics is looking for a medical office receptionist. Spanish fluency is required and a high school diploma or GED and 3 years of medical office experience is preferred. Front Page Brewing Company is looking for bartenders. 1 year of bartending experience is preferred. And Resource Miaga LLC is looking for a general office worker, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of Microsoft Office and customer service experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and reduce the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
We have a message from the Hardee County Sheriff's Office. They tell us their dispatch center has been receiving a multitude of calls in reference to individuals wanting to make an appointment for the COVID-19 vaccine. If you're wanting to make an appointment, you must call the Hardee County Department of Health at 863-773-4161. There are additional opportunities for the vaccine through Central Florida Healthcare. You can contact them at 863-767-0696.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardee Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 78 degrees out, feels like 85, mostly sunny, air quality fair. Maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds south-southwest at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity 66%, humid. The dew point's also 66, cloud cover 26%. Visibility 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardee County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, in Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then clearing. Widespread fog early this morning. Highs in the mid-80s. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s with northwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, then becoming light and variable. Wednesday, patchy fog early in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 60s with southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardee Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California retains its national lead in the number of organic farms and ranches, according to the USDA. In an annual report from its Organic Integrity Database, the USDA says the number of certified organic farms and ranches in the state exceeds 5,000. California has more than 2.5 times the number of organic operations as the number two state, Wisconsin. The Biden administration is pondering how to de-risk investments faced by farmers adopting climate change mitigation practices. That's according to USDA climate advisor Robert Bonney, who's advocated for a so-called carbon bank to draw on USDA funding to finance climate-smart land management practices, paying a guaranteed price per ton of carbon reductions. Agriculture.com reports the concept has figured prominently in discussions about how the government could encourage farmers and ranchers to slow global warming by sequestering carbon and other greenhouse gases in the soil. The farm income forecast and export data released Friday reflects a growing need to ramp up our focus on expanding existing markets to create new opportunities for farmers, ranchers, and producers at home and abroad. That's according to the USDA's Matt Herrick, who says new market opportunities will ensure our producers are not so reliant on government support or the whims of a handful of trading partners. Herrick says the data demonstrates growing export strength and a rebound in cash receipts for farmers.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The ag industry is currently one of the only sectors that both contributes and helps mitigate climate change. And honestly, it's been like that for a while. Across the country, farmers have been using strategies like crop rotation, cover crops, and rotational grazing for centuries, with data now showing what farmers knew all along. Careful planning of best management practices help reduce our impact on the environment while also increasing yields. Now, as other industries are looking at innovations that reduce their impact on the environment, many experts and leading officials are calling for the ag industry to lead the way. With the changing of the presidential administration, Ag Secretary nominee Tom Vilsack is going through his congressional hearings and answering countless questions on what he sees agriculture's role being in the next few years. Here's what Vilsack has to say on the many opportunities for the ag sector to be on the front lines of mitigating climate change.
Our soil is precious. We need to make sure we're investing in soil health. And we also, frankly, need to up our game on research. There are ways in which root systems of crops can potentially be designed in a way that will sequester more carbon. We ought to be exploring that. We ought to be looking at ways in which we can increase market opportunities for greater storage. I think agriculture is probably the first and best way to begin getting some wins in this climate area. I think farmers are prepared for it. Farmers are anxious to do it. If it's voluntary, if it's market-based, if it's incentive-based, I think you will see farmers, ranchers, and producers cooperate extensively.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks pushing to more gains and record highs on Wall Street just as the market came off its biggest week since November. Investors keeping their focus on better-than-expected company earnings and the prospects for more economic stimulus to combat the impact of the coronavirus. Small company stocks continue to outpace the rest of the market, a sign that investors are feeling optimistic about the economy. Treasury yields also rose. Tesla climbed after saying it bought $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and plans to allow customers to pay for electric vehicles with the digital currency. The Dow gained 237 points to close at 31,385. The Nasdaq up 131 to 13,987. The S&P ahead 28 to 3,915. New York oil rose $1.12, closing at $57.97 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Chiefs' offense never gets going in a Super Bowl loss to the Buccaneers.
The Kansas City Chiefs found that defense does win championships as they dropped a 31-9 decision to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs defensive line sacked Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes three times and intercepted him twice, while their secondary took away the Chiefs' deep routes.
I wasn't getting the ball out on time. The receivers were running routes not to exactly where I thought they were going to be at. And the offensive line, they did good. They were good at sometimes, and sometimes they let guys through.
Harrison Butker's three field goals were the only points Kansas City could muster. The Chiefs were their own worst enemy in the first half, giving the Bucs 95 yards on eight penalties, helping Tom Brady throw three touchdown passes to build a 21-6 lead at the break. I'm Tom Akins.
And Brady named MVP for the fifth time. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Lou Williams scored 23 points off the bench for the Clippers, but they lose to the Kings, 113-110. Suns beat the Celtics 191. Phoenix center DeAndre Ayton scored 16 points, 11 rebounds, says it was a good defensive effort.
Just being aggressive and mix it up, kind of giving what the defense takes you, you know, like, or take what the defense gives you. And, you know, if they close out strong, then I'll have opportunity to drive, then back up a little bit, you know, be able to get my shot off from three. So just reading the defense and playing.
Reggie Bullock made 7 3-pointers, scored 21 points in a Heat 109, Knicks 103 game. Hornets beat the Wizards for the 7th loss in the last 9 games for Washington, 119-97. Terry Rozier with 26 points. Jazz beat the Pacers 103-95. Utah improves to an NBA best 19-5. Donovan Mitchell, 27 points, 11 assists. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, it's better to understand a little than to misunderstand a lot. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.